B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
95.1, we are the main Roy in the Rim Morning Show. You know, I was out and I saw an employee that I thought still worked here. And I said, hey, I haven't seen you around the office. Why don't you swing on by? We'll catch up. Y'all, he hasn't worked here in like 9 months.
Did you know his name at least?
Yeah, I know his name. But the thing is, I started thinking about all the other people that work in this building. We have a bunch of corporate people. There's a lot of people I don't know, and I'm sure your office is the same way.
We ride the elevator with people who we should know, and we just don't. And Nicole is so good because Nicole seems to mingle around the building and knows a lot of people. So what's going on, Nicole?
Yeah, so we have three people. We have three people in three different departments that you guys, not at 100% fault to yourselves, but
we just don't work with them.
Right, you don't. They're not people you would interact with on a day-to-day basis.
They're doing stuff for the radio station to make other different parts of the radio station to make it better, and we don't see them in the morning. Now, we did find a list of ways to figure out their names. Number one, ask them for their Instagram handle.
That's good.
Maybe they'll give like a clue on what their name is there. How do you spell your name? Is a good thing to ask them.
But that could totally backfire.
Is Ron outside?
And then the other cool thing is to ask, to introduce them to someone that they've never met before, which is going to be great for us because in the studio we have intern Trevor and nobody knows you.
Okay.
So
for each one of the three people that, what's the third one?
That.
Okay. Introduce them to someone.
Okay. So for each one of the three people that come in, we'll do one. So let's first do, what's your Insta handle?
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. They're bring them in right now.
Hey!
Hi.
What is
on? Right here on the microphone.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
I'm just hanging in there for Friday, learning a lot of stuff.
You pumped up?
Okay.
I am.
Pumped up for the weekend?
I'm very pumped up.
What are you doing this weekend?
We are going to dinner with some friends on Saturday, and then I can't tell you what I'm doing Sunday because my wife doesn't know yet.
Oh.
But it has to do with Statesville.
Okay. Well, maybe we can follow it later, like watch Sunday. We'll check your Instagram and see what's going on. What's your Instagram handle?
I don't have an Instagram.
Okay.
What about Facebook?
Oh. I have Facebook.
What's your Facebook? Are you going to put something on there?
Yeah, I'll post something on there.
What is your Facebook?
I think it's just my name. I don't know.
Oh, you don't have like the at
thing?
Do you spell your name? Just spell your name for us.
Adam.Turner.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Everybody can go to that Insta. Dot Turner?
I think that's okay. What it's under. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Adam.
Will you follow us back?
I think I'm already following you guys.
Thanks, Adam. Have fun this weekend in Statesville, buddy.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, dude.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Later. So everybody in the building is so busy, you never know what's... That was awesome.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
Hold on, Nicole. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Yeah, that was... That could have gone horribly wrong because he didn't have an Insta.
Spell your name.
Adam.
His name is Adam.
Is that with a D or with a T?
Yeah.
A-T-O-M? No.
Wait, so you're going to try that one again?
No. You do one now. What's the next one?
You can introduce someone.
Introduce him to Trevor.
Okay.
All right. I had no idea who that was. I'd never seen that guy before, by the way.
Me neither.
All right. Hey, Nicole. Cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
See what's going on around the building.
Welcome to the main room. Time on the air with us.
It is.
That's a problem. We need to make that more of a thing.
I know. Hey, have you met our intern Trevor yet?
No, nice to meet you.
It's Trevor. What is it exactly that you do here?
I'm a sales coordinator.
Yeah.
So I do everything.
Yeah.
So anything that the salespeople need,
so
I can help them.
If Trevor needs help with anything, how does he reach to you? How does he...
How does it get to you? Yeah.
Right. Come to my desk or email me, call me, whatever you need.
What's your email?
That's a good question.
Just your name?
Yeah. First name dot last name.
Okay. The company is the email.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right, so you know that, Trevor, right? I guess we need something.
Now you can find
it. All right, well, listen, it's great to have you on the show with us.
Yeah, yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing all you do with the sales staff, seriously. If anybody wants to advertise with Beasley, reach out to us. We'll put you in touch with the right people.
Yes. We'll forward that along.
All right.
Thanks,
we'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Producer Nicole, we're just checking out, seeing what's going on around the building, with checking in with people. And,
That failed
miserably.
That didn't go well.
Failed miserably.
Who is she?
And we still don't know her name.
And by the way, I just jammed up the printer yesterday, and I'm pretty sure they called over a sales assistant to help me.
I think that's Amanda.
You think that's Amanda?
Hey, Nicole, come in here real quick by yourself, Nicole.
Just here, yeah. Yeah.
Was that Amanda?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Because we tried to introduce her to Trevor, and she didn't say her name back. Okay. And then...
What's the last technique we're going to try? If you're just joining us, we're talking to people in the building whose names we should know. We just don't because we don't see them enough. What's the last technique?
Well, we've done them all.
Really? We've only done
Only three.
We did two together, so I think we should specifically ask somebody to spell their name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Spell their name. Okay.
Manny, you're on this one.
Oh, good. Hey.
Hi.
Ooh.
Hi.
Is that some new ink you got on your arm?
It is.
Cool. Pony up right to that microphone. Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
You know, I've worked many events with you. How would you describe your job? Like, what's your job title? Promotions?
Yeah.
Just promotions? Okay. Yeah, so we've done, like, she'll set up tents and help orchestrate events.
Full-time? Part-time?
Part-time.
Part-time. Are you working with me tomorrow morning at the American Cancer Society Making Strides event?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
Are you working with me tonight at Joe Moss? No.
I'm off tonight.
For people who, because you're always out and about, like doing things, can people follow you on socials?
Yes.
What's your social?
My Instagram is NikkiSampson21.
Is it Nikki KKI?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
Okay. NikkiSampson21, you guys. You can follow our promotions assistant as she's out and about.
Well, Nikki, we do appreciate everything you do, and we just kind of wanted to we found ways to get to know the staff better, and we just wanted to chat with you. But thank you so much for joining us, Nikki.
She's got a Panic at the Disco shirt on. Are you going to get more ink?
Always, yeah.
Like
cool.
Nicole?
Full sleeve?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Nikki. We'll see you out and about all over town. There she is. Nikki.
Right.
Boy, see, everybody does something in this building.
Yeah.
A lot of big job titles that I wouldn't know how to describe. I know what they do, but I don't know the actual.
Oh, that one works.
Great.
Boy, you two would be lost without Daddy
gosh.
Over here.
And by the way, I've worked with her many times. I've done events with her at least like 5-6 times.
The first cat I've never seen before.
Yeah, no.
We got to find out from Nicole how long that first guy has worked here. Oh, my God. All right. Hey, we're going to have that video up so you can see it all play out, too, at the MRL Show. Follow us on our Insta.
It's Kiss95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. And as usual, we're idiots. We are idiots.
Well.
So, we brought in some people here at the radio station that we don't really know their names because we don't work with them on a day-to-day basis. And I'm sure at your office, you experience the same thing. Like, do you really know your IT guy that's down the hall?
Yeah.
That you call? Well,
that was rhetorical.
For you. It was rhetorical. I'm talking to the people listening. And so we found a way to, a list of ways to get people's names without them really knowing it. One of them being asked for the Instagram handle, how they spell their name, introduce them to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought in another employee, and we asked her to tell us her Instagram handle, and that's how we found her name.
Well, we thought we found out her
we
name anyway.
We thought we found out her name.
My Instagram is NikkiSampson21.
Well, Nikki, we do appreciate everything you do, and we just kind of wanted to get to... We found ways to get to know the staff better, and we just wanted to chat with you. But thank you so much for joining us, Nikki. I said Nikki like 7 times in a row.
We all did. And now, come to find out, producer Nicole comes in here and says that's not her real name.
It's not. Her first name is Kristen.
Then who's Nikki?
Nicole is her middle name. So she does... prefer to go by her middle name, she does like her middle name more than her first name, but her first name and what she goes by in the office is Kristen.
Okay, so my question was, we've all worked with her before. Were we introduced to her originally as Nikki or Kristen?
Kristen.
Oh. So, this is a disaster.
It is.
That's the one person that we work closest with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually one-on-one with her.
I've worked with her like 5 times now.
I'm so embarrassed.
When she walked out, what'd she say? What's wrong with them?
I mean, probably. The funny thing is, is that I think about 6 months ago or a year ago, listeners used to think I was mean for calling you guys idiots.
Uh-huh.
And I think now, like, they're starting to laugh at it because they agree.
You know, Nicole, we do a lot of segments on the show because we feel like people can relate to what goes on in our lives in the office. But apparently you're saying that we're the idiots and
everybody jokes on us.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for doing that.
Well, now you know him.
Let's never do this bit again. Yeah, I do. Now I'm never going to forget Adam,
Amanda,
and Nikki.
You almost forgot Amanda. There,
Kristen.
Well, yeah, what do we call her? Nikki or Kristen?
I don't know. Nikki now. I'm calling her Nikki.
Yeah, call her Nikki.
Okay.
She did say she likes that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Hey, up next, I want to talk more about the Lady Gaga fall. A witness actually reported what happened after she fell off the stage, a cool move that she did. We'll get into it after 9.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.